Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nyingar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Teach Reading with Orton Gillingham by Heather McLeod-Vidal is a practical education resource designed for teachers, reading specialists, and tutors who support struggling readers, including students with dyslexia, positioned within the professional teaching category. The book focuses on applying the Orton Gillingham approach through 72 classroom-ready lessons, rather than presenting theory alone. Its purpose is to help educators deliver structured, explicit, and multisensory reading instruction in a form that can be used immediately in school settings. The book aligns with widely recognized principles of structured literacy, especially the careful teaching of sound-symbol relationships, cumulative skill building, review, and guided practice. What makes it notable is its emphasis on implementation. Educators are not simply told what effective reading instruction should look like, but are given organized lesson material intended to make that instruction manageable and consistent. And for professionals seeking a usable bridge between reading science and daily classroom teaching, this book addresses a clear need. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Orton Gillingham as a structured teaching model. A central topic in the book is the use of the Orton Gillingham approach as a structured model for reading instruction. Orton Gillingham is widely known for helping students who struggle with decoding, spelling, and early literacy development, especially those with dyslexia. In this book, the approach is presented in a classroom-friendly format that keeps its core principles intact. Instruction is explicit, sequential, cumulative, and multisensory. Rather than assuming students will infer patterns on their own, the lessons are designed to teach language concepts directly and in a carefully ordered sequence. This matters because many struggling readers need predictable instruction that reduces confusion and builds confidence through repeated success. The book appears to emphasize a progression from simpler skills to more complex ones, with each new lesson resting on previously taught material. That cumulative design reflects a key strength of Orton Gillingham practice. TEDI for educators. The value lies in seeing how a well-known intervention model can be translated into actual teaching routines. The book therefore serves as an implementation guide for structured literacy in action, not merely a broad endorsement of evidence-based reading methods. Secondly, classroom-ready lessons for immediate use. Another important topic is the book's strong practical orientation. The promise of 72 classroom-ready lessons suggests that Heather McLeod-Vidal aimed to reduce the gap between professional knowledge and day-to-day teaching demands. Many books on reading instruction explain why explicit phonics and structured literacy matter, but fewer provide material that educators can quickly adapt for real students. This book stands out because it appears designed for immediate classroom application. That practicality is especially valuable for busy teachers who need organized support when working with learners who require intensive reading instruction. The lesson-based format likely helps educators maintain consistency across sessions, while also ensuring that instruction follows a logical sequence. This can support both new and experienced teachers, including those who may be interested in Orton Gillingham methods, but do not have the time to build a full instructional sequence from scratch. The book's usefulness likely comes from its directness. It offers a working model for planning, teaching, reviewing, and reinforcing literacy skills. In the broader field of teacher resources, this kind of ready-to-use structure is significant because it can improve implementation quality and make research-aligned practice more accessible in general education and intervention settings. Thirdly, multisensory instruction for struggling readers. The book also centers on multisensory instruction, one of the most recognized features of Orton Gillingham teaching. Multisensory learning typically involves engaging visual, auditory, and kinesthetic or tactile pathways at the same time so students can connect sounds, letters, and language patterns more securely. For struggling readers, this method can make abstract aspects of written language more concrete and memorable. In a classroom context, multisensory work can help students participate actively instead of relying only on listening or silent seat work. This aligns with the needs of many students with dyslexia, who often benefit from repeated, direct interaction with phonemes, graphemes, and word patterns. The significance of this topic in the book is not simply that multisensory teaching is mentioned, but that it is likely embedded into the lesson design itself. That practical embedding matters because teachers often need examples of how to incorporate these methods consistently, not just a recommendation to do so. By framing multisensory instruction as part of a complete lesson routine, the book supports stronger retention, better engagement, and more deliberate teaching. In that sense, it reinforces a major principle of structured literacy while giving educators a usable way to apply it during reading instruction. Fourthly, review, mastery, and cumulative skill building. A further major topic is the book's emphasis on review and mastery. In effective intervention for struggling readers, progress depends not only on introducing new skills, but also on revisiting earlier content until it becomes secure. The book appears to recognize this by building lessons that are cumulative and by stressing repeated practice. This is an especially important feature for students with dyslexia, who may require more exposures and more systematic reinforcement than typical reading programs provide. A mastery-oriented approach helps prevent gaps from widening, since each new concept is connected to previously learned material rather than taught in isolation and then dropped. That educational logic is central to Orton-Gillingham and to structured literacy more broadly, in practical terms. The book likely supports teachers in pacing instruction carefully, checking whether students are truly ready to move on, and using review as an intentional teaching tool rather than an afterthought. This focus can benefit both intervention settings and classrooms where student readiness levels vary widely. By making review and cumulative practice a visible part of the lesson structure, the book supports durable learning rather than short-term performance. That distinction is one reason evidence-aligned reading instruction is so powerful for learners who need consistency and repetition. Lastly, supporting students with dyslexia in inclusive settings, the book's subtitle makes clear that one of its central concerns is helping students with dyslexia learn to love reading. And that focus is important in both instructional and emotional terms. Reading difficulties often affect confidence, motivation, and willingness to participate, especially when students repeatedly experience failure with conventional methods. By offering structured, supportive lessons, the book appears to address not only skill development but also the conditions that help students feel successful. This is especially relevant in inclusive classrooms, where teachers must meet diverse learning needs while maintaining practical routines. A resource that organizes dyslexia-informed instruction into ready lessons can help classroom teachers provide stronger support without treating effective practice as a specialist-only domain. At the same time, the book seems useful for interventionists and tutors who need a dependable framework for targeted teaching. Its value lies in presenting instruction that is systematic yet encouraging, rigorous yet accessible. In the current educational landscape, where awareness of dyslexia and the science of reading has grown, books that translate evidence-aligned principles into workable classroom tools are particularly meaningful. This one appears to contribute by showing that support for struggling readers can be methodical, compassionate, and genuinely focused on helping students build both competence and enjoyment in reading. In conclusion, Teach Reading with Orton-Gillingham is best suited for educators who want practical help delivering structured literacy instruction to struggling readers and students with dyslexia. Classroom teachers, interventionists, tutors, and reading specialists are the most obvious audience, especially those looking for a resource that moves beyond abstract advocacy for evidence-based reading instruction and into usable lesson design. One of the book's main benefits is that it appears to save planning time while still preserving the key features of Orton-Gillingham, teaching explicit instruction, cumulative sequencing, multisensory practice, and attention to mastery. That combination makes it useful both for professionals already familiar with dyslexia-informed instruction and for those beginning to apply these methods more systematically. Compared with broader books on reading theory, this title stands out because of its direct classroom orientation. It is not simply about why struggling readers need structured support. It is about how teachers can provide that support in organized, repeatable ways. In a crowded field of literacy resources, that practical clarity gives it real value for educators seeking a dependable, research-aligned framework that can be translated into daily teaching. This book offers a focused and realistic contribution to reading instruction practice. If you would like to support Heather McLeod Vital, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.